Practical Azure, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Jim O'Neill, a technology evangelist in the Boston area, and on the docket for this episode is an overview of the Windows Azure Service Bus. In the last couple of episodes, we ventured into the integration layer that you see here on the overall feature map. Now, these services are all about building larger applications and systems from decoupled storage and compute services, like the SQL database and the web and worker roles we talked about earlier. The Service Bus in particular implements a number of enterprise message patterns that enable both decoupled and globally distributed applications to communicate in a secure, scalable, and fault-tolerant way, regardless of domains, network address translation, and firewalls. So over the next few minutes, we're going to take a look at four scenarios involving the Service Bus through a combination of demos and narrative. Let's get started. Now let's consider a scenario where you have two distinct corporate entities that need to communicate through a service. So there's a firewall between them. You could perhaps make a direct connection, but that probably involves poking a hole in that firewall and requires IT involvement and brings with it various different risks. You could have one company expose a public service endpoint as well, but that again requires some configuration, perhaps a new server in the DMZ, auth mechanisms, and so on. A better option is leveraging the Windows Azure Service Bus Relay, which gives you the same type of WCF SOAP arrest semantics that you're used to on-premises, but does so via a service in the Windows Azure Cloud that manages the communication. Via HTTP, both the service and the client can easily reach the public cloud relay point, and the service bus, secured by the access control service, which we talked about in the last episode, manages the channel between those entities. Next, let's take a look at a quick demo. This is from a multi-part demo that I called Fun with the Service Bus that I did about a year ago, but it's still quite relevant. We won't be able to cover all the aspects of it in this short episode, so I've provided a link below to the articles and the code for you to look at your own pace. The first part of this Fun with a Service Bus demo shows the relay pattern via a simple web service that you see on the right here, and this web service is actually hosted as a Windows Azure web role. And then on the left, you see a WPF application that's hosting a service on my local machine behind the firewall. So what I can do is start the service on my local machine. Once the service is started, I can actually go over to the website. Again, this is a public website, and I can say something like, "Hello, Practical Azure." And let's change the color here to plum. And we will send this message. And what you should see is it's hiding here. Is the message popped up on my local machine. So what I've actually done here is I've been able to talk to my local machine from a public endpoint through the firewall that I have here at home, and I'm doing that through the service bus relay in the cloud. Now, how does all this work underneath the covers with the code? Well, the first thing that I had to do here is I had to create a service bus relay endpoint. So the way to do that is you create a new service bus endpoint. I've already got one here, but creating one is fairly simple. You just have to add a new namespace and you'll get a servicebus.windows.net namespace, and of course you have to figure out where you're going to host that namespace and what subscription it's in. Again, I've already done that, so I'm not going to create a new one here. We're going to go to the one that I already have created. So that's called relay demo. And when I create the service bus namespace, what I actually get behind it as well is an access control service namespace too. And we talked about the access control service last time. What that does is allow me to secure the service. It allows me to provide essentially claims-based authentication against that particular service, so I can use live IDs or Google and Yahoo IDs and so on to actually lock down who can make a call through that service bus namespace. So when I look at a service bus, there are four different types of functionalities I can use, and you can see that up here, queues, topics, relays, and notification hubs. What I was using just now was the relay, and what you can see here is that I have an echo service relay. So what I essentially did was I propped up a service in the service bus, and that was done programmatically through my code, and now I have this relay service, essentially an endpoint, through which I can send traffic from one publicly accessible site to another publicly accessible site, even though between the two there might be a firewall. Now the code behind all this in Visual Studio is going to look very familiar to those of you that have done essentially WCF programming. So if you look at the WPF application, the one that's hosting the service on my local machine, it uses service host and it simply sets up an endpoint. That endpoint happens to be in the service bus environment, so it actually is talking to the endpoint on the cloud. It's not establishing an endpoint on the local machine. This is obviously how they can talk to each other. And you'll notice here a special type of a binding called a relay binding. So when you're using the service bus, you're going to use relay binding variants of the traditional bindings you might use for an on-premises WCF type application. And on the other end of the application is the website, the publicly hosted web service that I have inside of Windows Azure as a web role. This is going to essentially act as a WCF type client. So I have a channel factory here that you're probably familiar with from WCF. I also set up the endpoint address. So this is where it's going to send the request. And again, I'm using a relay binding. And for this particular application, the call that I make is fairly simple. It just calls an echo method on a contract that I implemented on both the client and the server, and it sends across that text. And on the other end, of course, the WPF application, when it gets the message that this method has been invoked, it will launch just a simple little window with a color and some text and so on. So the mechanism here is very, very similar to what you're used to using. The only difference is that the endpoint is really hosted up in the cloud. So that's the relay endpoint part of the equation. Now there's a couple of other options here as well that you can use with the service bus that sort of takes this above and beyond this simple kind of functionality. So consider this. What happens if my service, my WPF application goes down or it's not running and I start sending messages from that website? Well, if that happens, then essentially those messages aren't going to be delivered. They're going to be lost because the endpoint isn't there. That's where queues come in. So what a queue allows you to do is you can set up something that's called a brokered message. So what that means is that either side of the communication channel, either the sender or the receiver, can operate at its own speed on its own terms. So the queue manages and stores the messages in the cloud, and then you can implement essentially guaranteed messaging. Doesn't matter who's up at any given time. So you can implement guaranteed messaging and a variety of different types of messaging schemes, including something called that most once delivery. And that's something that's typically a little tough to do, even with what we call the sister queuing option of Windows Azure Storage Queues, which is a topic we touched upon quite a few episodes ago. So queues allow you to get a little bit more of a guaranteed delivery mechanism for your messages. And you can set up a queue through the Windows Azure portal here as well, and then essentially you're sending messages to the queue. Now queues, though, are still somewhat limited in that they're point-to-point communication. You send a message to the queue, and you can have multiple users or multiple applications listening to that queue, but the first one that grabs the message gets the message, and nobody else will essentially know about it. What if you wanted to have a mechanism where you publish a message and have multiple clients subscribe to it? And that's where topics come in. So a topic is something like a queue. It's the destination to which the publisher sends his message. But on the consumer side, individual applications can each determine its own view of the topic via what's called a subscription. So you have a topic that the publisher sends the message to, and within the topic, you can configure various different subscriptions. And a subscription is essentially just a filter that can be used to view a subset of the messages that are in that topic. So you might do a subset of messages based on some sort of metadata in the message. Here's a scenario, for instance. Maybe you have a publisher that's posting messages on weather conditions for a particular area, and you have multiple types of applications that are sort of poking at those weather conditions and displaying some information. One of those applications may be a severe weather type application. It's only interested in providing information to its end users about severe thunderstorms, tornado warnings, and those types of things. Another weather type application might be interested in providing sort of the more mundane hourly stats on temperature and humidity and so on. Well, the system that's publishing the information on the weather can just continue to publish them to the same topic, but each of those applications can pick out, sort of cherry pick, the types of messages that they're specifically interested in and essentially ignore the other ones. So this allows us to be a little bit more of a publisher and subscription type scenario, and again, still have that sort of guaranteed delivery mechanism that's provided with the service bus. Now the last piece of the service bus, the notification hub, is something that's pretty new. It's just been introduced and it's actually in a preview stage right now. Its focus is to provide a scalable and efficient way to handle push notifications for mobile applications. So if you think about it, a push notification is essentially a publish and subscribe scenario. You have an application in the cloud that's pushing out some sort of notification to potentially thousands or millions of users about some interesting thing to that user. So with the notification hub, you're sort of working in concert with the push notification service infrastructure of whatever mobile platform you're working with. So right now we support both Windows and iOS. And what you're able to do now through the Notification Hub is sort of send these Toast and maybe Tile notifications through the Windows Azure Service Bus, taking advantage of the scalability and the fault tolerance of Windows Azure to those millions and millions of subscribers. So if you have a really, really very successful Windows 8 or Windows Phone mobile application, you can really take advantage of the scalability and not worry about setting up this infrastructure on your own. I definitely think we'll see this particular feature, it's new again as I mentioned, we'll see this feature really rise in prominence and exposure as the adoption rate of Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 continues to climb. So as you can tell from the brief narrative, the Service Bus is an incredibly powerful and multifaceted feature. So I wanted to leave you with ample how-to references shown here so you can explore the various scenarios in more detail. It's really easy to get started, courtesy of our free, no-risk 90-day trial account. So be sure to take advantage of that offer to do your own experimentation and investigation. Thanks for joining me for this overview of the Windows Azure Service Bus. Next time, we'll continue our look at how to connect resources in the cloud and on-premises by discussing the networking options in Windows Azure.